7.
This is pretty representative sampling of what you might find. The Radio Hall of Fame capsule that's now headed toward Uranus in a special space vehicle. You know how people, their ashes and stuff, things get little capsules, time capsules, because they've been buried in buildings or they sent to outer space. Remember the Voyager, which was the first one. As a matter of fact, the first Star Trek movie was about the Voyager, remember? Called V'ger.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't remember that at all.
No,
you know,
I don't.
Richie, you remember that? The first Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Focused on what happened to Voyager and how it became, it landed on a planet, or I forget what happened to it, but it became this all-encompassing power in the universe. And it originated in this capsule that got sent out. There was a launch. It was really called Voyager. And it was supposed to go out and explore the planets outside of our solar system. And it just went on and on and on and on and on. And in it were a number of things that represented what life on Earth was all about. It was a little capsule in case somebody or something found it way out in who knows where the thing was going to land. They didn't know where they were sending it. They just knew they were sending it out into space, and it was tracking things, taking pictures, and listening to sound waves and all that other stuff. And so when I was asked if I would submit some audio for that, and I did. And so Out in Outer Space is a representation of this radio program. And it's maybe on Mars.
Pretty much every day.
Really?
Yeah. This show's pretty much out in outer space every single day.
You think?
Yeah, at some point or another.
Yeah. Well, it's consistent. 9 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, focused on the different parenting styles that are part of raising your children. Jennifer has not had the pleasure of having children. Richie
not
has
yet.
Two. And I've said many times I thought Richie was doing a good job with Sean. And what little influence he's going to have on his daughter. One way or another.
She's raising Rich, actually, isn't she?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. So, anyway, Christy Brinkley was on The View last week, and the ladies talked about the differences in parenting styles, and I thought this was very compelling. I'd like you to listen for a few minutes to this, and let's see what we can glean, what we can agree on or not as to parenting styles, and basically what works. Isn't that really what we strive for? Finding ways to raise your children, finding ways to bring children into the fold so they'll be healthy and happy, whatever it works, whatever it takes. As a backdrop to this, I told the story in the year last Friday. My son is becoming a drug and alcohol counselor, and he's going to work with schools and private institutions, the jails, that sort of thing. Children are becoming addicted. They're the biggest problem we have in our society. The two big problems are children getting a hold of prescriptions, either their parents or they have figured as a network that's figured out how to write false. This has become a big deal. This is because there's big traffic in false prescriptions. And the kids know which drugs react best to alcohol and gets them on high. I don't even begin to understand what the comment. It's oxy something or other. It's always oxy something or other.
Oxycontin.
Yeah, or oxy something or other. Anyway, so there's this whole underground system that they've developed to get a hold of this stuff. And doctors are happy to write a prescription. The drug companies are happy to give you this stuff. And you get on it, and you know what the rest of the story is. So there is that. My son says that this sort of thing is far greater a problem than is alcohol or the things that happen with heroin or drugs, that kind of stuff. This is the problem. And if you're over the age of 18 or 21 and you're caught with some illegal substance, you're in jail. Instead of going to rehab, they put you in jail, spend tens of thousands of dollars to keep you in jail, and 9 times out of 10, those people who've gone in just as users come out as junkies. It's astounding. So, anyway, what leads a child to this? That's sort of I want to take a look at that and get the input. This is just for discussion purposes, the ladies and the difference in parenting styles. So we'll do that in just a moment. I want you to think for just a second about how your stomach feels. Big weekend, maybe you have a lot of guests around, you're eating too much of that fried calamari. You know what that'll do for you? Anything fried will do your stomach in. So if you have gas and things that are related to it, may I suggest that you fix the problem with Natron's Healthy Trinity. It is an astounding probiotic, something put together by this family that's been working on these things for 30 years. You can go to their website, Natron, Natren.com, or The Truth About Probiotics. That's probably a better one. So you can see what this system is that we call our body and how wonderfully well it reacts to these probiotics. They come in powders. You can get Natron products in dairy and dairy-free powders and capsules at your local store. Or you can get a special deal to help save your system. This is the SOS. Save your system. Go to Natron.com. Or better yet, talk to a counselor. Call 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736. And take advantage of the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy tummy within 90 days, a happy tummy in 90 days, Natron will give you all of your money back. Plus, when you mention Good Day Health, the operator will send you a free 14-day supply of Natron with your order. It's 888-9-NATRON, 888-962-8736.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
Okay, so we're talking about parenting, trying to set this up by listening to a discussion of the ladies on The View, and the focus is various parenting styles. See if your style is represented in this discussion.
Now, Sherry, you were telling us that Jeffrey was messing with the wrong girls and they let him know what happened?
Yes, Sal was doing his bonding thing with Jeffrey. He took him to the park.
Jeffrey's your son?
Jeffrey's my son. He's 6 years old. Sal's my fiance. He took him to the park and he was running after some girls. They were like running around in the park and Jeffrey kept tackling the three little girls. Sal said to him one time, don't tackle the girls,
closely,
Jeffrey.
Right?
Yeah. But what he did, Jeffrey kept tackling them around the neck. So Sal came and told me, he said the three girls, he saw them get together. They jumped on Jeffrey, beat the crap out of Jeffrey. And I said to Sal, I said, oh, my God, you let them beat me. Because Jeffrey came as soon as he saw me. Mommy, mommy, did you? And I said, you let them beat up my son. And he said, the reason why I did it is because kids teach other kids boundaries. He will never jump and tackle a girl again. And the one thing that he said to me, he said, Cherry, so many times, you know, men tend to let kids learn the lessons. Women tend to tell the lesson.
Interesting.
And I thought that was very interesting because, you know, if it was me, it wouldn't have gotten that far. I would have kept pulling Jeffrey going, you got to be gentle. You're a gentleman.
You
don't
know
do
how
it.
Funny this is? When yeah. I was a kid, parents let their kids figure this out.
Right.
Kids got outside and you had to learn.
Yeah, not
to. Where the boundaries were. Yeah.
I'd be with like a full hook. I would have to be incarcerated because I would have to go see the mother. I would be in
a see, but this is the thing. Now. This is what's happening. And this is why kids don't talk to their parents about anything because parents tend to overhandle everything.
Well, I would be that embarrassing parent.
You have to let them make their mistakes and figure out. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't agree with that 100% because when I was a kid, I was bullied by some very tough girls.
And did you tell your mother?
No.
Why not?
Because you didn't do that. But one of these girls had a reputation for biting people's necks.
Okay.
They carried their clothing.
Oh, your mother.
Weaponry.
Yeah, but it's a different place than it is now.
No, you know what? I'm sorry.
I needed protection.
But you didn't go to the person who could have arranged that protection. You didn't tell your mother anything.
But that had to do with the kid.
My mother was too busy to deal with it. She was working. My father was working.
No, you didn't want to tell her because you thought you were going to be able to handle it. And when you discovered you couldn't, you still didn't tell her. Because she would have, your mother would have stopped and gone.
No,
it's
you'll get made fun of if you go tattletale. That's what it was. And now you're supposed to tell because of bullying. Now because of cyberbullying. Now you're supposed to tell that type of thing.
So this is a very interesting reaction to some of the things that have been going on everywhere forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Richie was bullied probably by somebody when he was a child. That's really the focus here. The bullying. Parenting now seems to be all about bullying, protecting your children from being bullied, or if your child is a bully.
Because there's so many different ways to bully now.
Well, but has this become the universal entrapment? Is everybody getting bullied? Is this one of those things? Is it really as much of a problem as described? Yes. How do you deal with it? There doesn't seem to be any universal method. We have seen it. Technology makes it easier, if anything. So if you're a parent, how do you protect your child? Or the other side of the coin is, how do you, if your child is a bully, how do you deal with that? Does it differ whether you're a mother or a father? Yes.
Do Fathers, you recognize that he's a bully?
How do you recognize it?
Yeah. Do you even recognize it?
Well,
do the parents of bullies know that their kids are bullies? Or do they just
probably
think that they're...
The
not all the time. Yeah.
But sometimes they're bullies themselves.
Or do they think that they're just confident?
Yeah, see, I think Jennifer just hit the nail on the head. I think there are a lot of parents, both men and women, who are bullies themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was on a plane on Friday, Richie, coming back from your dad's event. This woman was the most obnoxious. Just everything was about her. Me, 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 I, my sister's waiting here, blah, 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 blah. I got to go smoke a cigarette, blah, 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 blah. I missed the last train, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? But I'm guaranteeing you that if she has children, they are exactly like she is. Self-absorbed, all about them, and you cannot live well in this world if it's all about you all the time. Parents need to teach their children about how to get along, and that's paying attention to what the other children are all about. It can't ever be always all about you. Everybody agree on that?
Yes.
At least?
Say aye.
Aye. 21 after and good day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's birthday time on Good Day, Monday the 18th of July. We're over halfway through this month, Jen. Pretty amazing.
I know
it. First birthday celebrant is a gentleman that has made himself pretty prominent over the years. Dion, he was known. He was so big, he was like Elton. You'd come up with these names, various people, when you just mention their first name, everybody knows who they are, right?
Yep.
Dion DiMucci.
DiMucci.
Right. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, born in the state 1939. Dion and the Belmonts, his first group. Why Can't I Be a Teenager in Love was his first song. Run Around Sue the Wanderer, Abraham Martin and John, Ruby Baby, Donna, Donna the Prima Donna. All that cool stuff. And he's responsible. Born in the state 1939. I got to spend a minute talking about somebody else who has a birthday today. Her name is Tenley Albright. Olympic Hall of Fame figure skater. She won the silver medal in 1952 and 1956. Is the first American woman to win the event. She's in the International Women's Sports Hall of Fame. You've heard me talk about a woman that was very important in my life named Marion. Marion passed in 1991. For 5 or 6 years, she was a very important figure in my life. I met her at a church, and she and I became fast friends. She taught me so many things about life. She really was sort of my mother after my own mother had passed away. And one of the things that she did for a living, she was one of the foremost ice skating instructors in the world. And she taught Tenley Albright how to skate. And she taught thousands of others. To look at her, you would never have thought that's how she made her living. But she was an outstanding skater herself as a youngster and just became a practitioner. So most of in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, Brian Boitano, another name that maybe is a little more current than Tenley Albright, she taught him how to skate. More of the, she had at least 4 or 5 Olympic figure skating champions that were, she taught. How to Skate. And I saw Tanley Albright's birthday here, and I thought it was worth a mention because she was so good at what she did. And again, one of those people, yeah, is so unassuming, you would never have known by looking at her that that was her specialty. So happy birthday anyway to Tanley Albright. James Bruderlin is his real name, B-R-U-D-E-R-L-I-N. Changed it to Brolin. And he was Dr. Stephen Kiley on the original Marcus Welby, which apparently there's some rumor somebody wants to start the show again with new characters, a lot of doctor shows on TV. Mm-hmm. Brolin's now married to Barbara Streisand. Interesting how the two of them, he seems to fit in well. They seem to be getting along fine. He was in Hotel, mm-hmm. Television show, Westworld, Von Ryan's Express, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Fantastic Voyage, et cetera, et cetera. It's just been around for a long time. Joe Torre, the baseball player's birthday was today. Born in the state, 1940. Lonnie Mack took us instrumentally to Memphis. He is 70 today. His real name is McIntosh, thus the Mack. Born in the state in Nashville, I think. Well, no, Memphis. Thank you. 1941. Martha Reeves' birthday is today, Richie.
There we go.
Martha Reeves in the Vandellas. Heat Wave, Quicksand, Dancing in the Street, Nowhere to Run, Jimmy Mack, and lots of other great memories. Happy birthday to Ricky Skaggs, Jennifer. He's 57 today.
I like him.
Nigel Twist, the drummer with the Alarm, is 53 today. Elizabeth McGovern, the actress, born in the state 1961. Kristen Bell is 31. Veronica on Veronica Mars. Mm-hmm.
There's a new product that's been in the news a lot lately, the Better Marriage Blanket.
It's the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about. Maybe that's why they call it silent but deadly.
It was invented by a guy who really hates the smell of flatulence. I'm Aileen Ellis. Welcome to Primetime Focus.
On the outside, the Better Marriage Blanket looks and feels just like a soft, warm comforter. But on the inside, it contains a layer of activated carbon fabric, the same type of fabric used by the military to protect against chemical weapons.
Supposedly, gas molecules get trapped in a carbon filter until you release them with a quick spin in a hot dryer. I don't know if this thing works, but this invention joins a whole host of ideas to keep people happier in the sack. The list includes the couple sheet, invented in Portugal, a top sheet with inches marked on it so when your partner steals the covers, you can show exactly how much extra they stole. And then there's the Mr. Mustache pillow, which comes with interchangeable hair and a nice-looking man's face on the pillow. So when a guy says he's too tired to kiss you goodnight, you have a hairy alternative. And let's not forget the high-tech iPod pillow. Just plug it in and crank it up to drown out the snoring next to you. As for other bedroom issues, well, we discussed that recently, so check our website for details. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP, the power to make it better. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After the hour, time of parenting styles. Jennifer, you have that to look forward to. And I'm sure that we all, for as many different parents and children as there are in the universe, there are different styles, although I think we see some similarities. And the problem is really this bullying thing that gets everybody all wrapped up. And it's because, my theory is anyway, for Richie and for Jennifer and for you, is that we have become so self-centered, so focused on ourselves, we don't even really get to the root of the problem with our children. We don't even see the problem with our children sometimes. We think, oh, they're perfect, they're beautiful, after all, they're just like us. And that's...
Not quite true.
That's pretty foolhardy, mm-hmm. if you get right down to it. But I just, all of this material is aimed at getting you just to think about what it is that you're doing. And if you think you're doing everything right, you probably ought to turn the radio off. Because either that or somehow or other we'll send your name to the Pope to be sainted. Because if you think everything you do, if you're a mom and you're talking to your daughter and your son, and you think that, hey, you got it knocked, sorry, it can't possibly be true. Because nobody does. And the thing that I find saddest about this, Jennifer, mm-hmm. is that there are no courses on parenting in school. If there's something that we ought to be teaching everybody, it's how to be, it's like balancing a checkbook. The really basic,
how do you get an agreement to put a book together on that?
On parenting styles?
Let's say your
I don't think you have
style.
Agreement, Richie. You just point out A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This is one, this is another, there's a third, there's a fourth, there's a fifth. These are things that work, examples of what doesn't work.
I can't imagine the ferocity of the debate that would go into putting what information gets put into teaching parenting styles in schools.
Teaching about parenting, I think you use examples. You don't make a conclusion. You don't say, this is the one, that's the one. I do this if it were me. You just say, okay.
Then everybody's going to want theirs put in it.
Okay, that's fine. But when you get, that's how psychological studies, that's how any study is done. Here's the study, the results of it. These are the conclusions that have been drawn by the experts. What's your conclusion? That's how you do it. It's just another science. The science of parenting. The science of life. Isn't there, shouldn't we use the scientific method for parenting, for a life? We use science for our bodies. We use science to figure out how things work.
You know, science to a point, Doug. But I have to say, we were talking about your example earlier about about Sherry Shepherd not knowing what to do with her son, whether women talk and men teach and all this stuff. I think you have to really do it per kid. I mean, as a kid, as a kid, you would tell me not to do something and I wouldn't do it. But yet, I had a lot of friends who would always want to touch the fire or even though people would tell them not to do it. I think you have to really judge on what the learning style of your child.
Hey, listen.
Don't think it's a science necessarily.
Most kids will learn the hard way. You can try and protect them from having to learn the hard way, but until they touch the hot cup or something like that, they never really, really learn it. It's with my kids. I mean, I watch it all the time. I say, don't do that, don't do that. And then all of a sudden they do it, and then boom, and they learn. And it's tough. So, yeah, when Sherry Shepherd's boyfriend had her kid out and let his butt get kicked by three girls, I guarantee you that kid won't make that mistake again.
Yep. So it was a good lesson. Yeah, but would it work for everybody?
Unfortunately, it's tough.
Would it work for everybody? It's just it was one of those, and he's not even the real parent.
Hey, and we've all done it. We've all sat there and listened to our parents tell us this, tell us this, tell us this, and then 30 years later go, wow, they were right. What do you know?
No. That's good about that mothering and fathering and the stuff the teenagers think the parents don't know anything. By the time the kid's 25 or 30, the parents know a whole heck of a lot. Not saying there's anything right. I think there are things you can agree upon that are wrong. But when you agree upon that is right, it's an easier cast, I think, for us to look at what's wrong. Anybody who allows their child to be a bully is wrong.
It's a tough battle. I mean, I try to raise my kids to be able to take care of themselves.
Uh-huh.
I don't want anybody. I want them to have the confidence that if somebody does pick on them, they can give them right back.
Uh-huh.
But how do you teach them not to take that?
Not to be aggressive.
Right. And it's like Sean with Taekwondo.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I want him in Taekwondo is so that he never has to worry about having to be able to take care of himself. But I also tell him, I don't ever want to hear about you picking on anybody or punching somebody first.
Yep.
If somebody comes and punches you, do whatever you have to do to defend yourself. But I don't ever want to hear about you being somebody that hits somebody first.
Uh-uh.
Ever.
No. And he's got to understand that. Does he?
I hope he does.
Confident that he does?
He never. I never see him use his Taekwondo skills to force himself or pick on anybody or even playfully. He doesn't. I don't even think he thinks about it as a defense mechanism yet. But I know that if he ever needs it, it's there. So I guess I'm kind of glad that he doesn't go around karate chopping everybody in the head. You know, and I guess I'm kind of glad he doesn't think of it like that. But if somebody were ever pick on him, I know he can take care of himself.
Yeah. But how does that work for women, young women, for girls?
I wouldn't. One of
because women, the young girls are sometimes worse than boys.
I will tell you. One of the teachers in our class is a 25-year-old college student. She just graduated from college, and she's been taking Taekwondo since she was 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
And this girl has got her stuff together. I mean, she has got it together.
How do you mean? She knows
what self-discipline is. She's getting through dental school. She just finished dental school. She just is moving to Iowa to go through orthodontic school and all this stuff. Just a good kid. A good kid. And her dad treated her just like her younger brother. And they both went and they both learned the same way. And she's got her head on straight.
Uh-huh.
Now, how much of it is due to the Taekwondo?
There's so many things that are distractions today for parenting, whether it's the technology, the stuff we were talking about earlier regarding drugs and how kids are getting prescriptions for oxy this and oxy that. And then there's always the things that you don't expect. There's a new type of stimulant drug that has alarmed a lot of people. Apparently it turns youngsters into psychotics. They are sold as bath salts.
I heard about this.
Yeah. There's a kid that died this year. Several deaths.
The label says not for human consumption on them. They come in crystal or powder form. People take them as recreational drugs. They're smoking them. And who in the name of
heaven? You can buy them in just in convenience stores.
Yes. Yeah, right. But to smoke them. Who is it that, who is the moron?
Who tried that?
Stuff
who's the first guy?
Yeah. Let's try to smoke this. What do you do? How many people have tried to smoke wire or tried to smoke paper or smoke wood? I'm just looking around the room. Who is it that anything can be smoked, I guess? If somebody wants to try it.
There's some idiot out there that will try anything and then tell 10 of his friends what he did. And then out of those 10 friends, there's one other idiot who tells 10 friends and then one other idiot. And then the next thing you know, it's kind of the mainstream and the hot new thing to try.
Yikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell
Yikes.
Me about it.
Yikes.
That stuff, man. Yeah. Man, I knock on wood. That stuff scared me to death when I was in that age. Mm-hmm. It just scared me to death.
Yeah. Do you know where Casey Anthony is?
At your house?
Casey!
I figured for sure she'd go up to the farm.
She's in Ohio, isn't she?
She's in Columbus.
Tiffin?
No, she's in Columbus.
That's what they thought. There was a private plane that left the airport in Florida, headed for Columbus, but they can't confirm that she was on the plane.
Didn't they use a decoy, too?
Yeah, they'll do all kinds of stuff.
Crazy.
Where's the money coming from? To do all of this.
She's at Disney World. Somebody's fronting her money because they know she's got a $1 million payoff coming. So somebody's giving her $100,000. Yeah. Yeah. You know her lawyer's probably saying, listen, I know you've got $1 million coming to you. I'm going to lend you $50,000 right now. You're going to pay me back $75,000.
Uh-huh.
Got to be what's happening.
Uh-huh. Lovely. What do you think her, talking about parenting styles, her parents, what in the world, how does somebody grow up to be like that? That's something you ought to think about. When you think about how you raise your children, how do you keep them from becoming this woman? How do you keep your children from becoming Casey Anthony? You better think about it, because it is, she's a product of the times. Somehow or other, she came into this world and developed a style based on something she saw, she experienced, she read, she heard, and your children are exposed to the same stuff. It's everywhere. So how do you keep your child from being the next Casey Anthony? Pretty interesting question, yeah? Mm-hmm. 800-5. And I like The View because they have a lot of very interesting things that they work over, and they're such a diverse group. I like them. I think they're very stimulating. They're very respectful of one another's points of view. They don't agree, but they're extraordinarily good at respecting the other women's point of view, which is a lesson that we can all learn. What are you laughing at?
I was looking at Facebook right now, and somebody has posted. So I'm checking references on a girl that wants to rent a room from us here in Texas. Anyone know anything about a girl named Casey?
Yeah. Right, yeah. There you go. In a moment, speaking of The View, the ladies talk about this couple from New York who say the secret to their marriage, well, you'll let them explain to you what the secret to their marriage. Would you like to, if you got a good marriage or maybe one that's not so good, you'll listen to some of this and see if it doesn't help you make your marriage better. Little advice coming up here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you.
That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so here on The View, the ladies talk about, every once in a while, because I do watch this, I find things that I think ought to be passed along, because they are great food for thought. Why reinvent the wheel? I'll let you listen to this, and then we'll spend a minute or two talking about the relevance of married. They have a couple in New York who say the secret to their success is...
And they say the secret to their happy marriage was living in separate places. But when finances forced them to live under the same roof, they laid down ground rules like no crossing into each other's space without permission and only sleeping in the same bed on the weekends.
Wow.
So apparently they were living in separate apartments. Then they got an apartment together because it was cheaper for the both of them. But there is a line sort of drawn in this apartment of what... can be done.
The boundaries.
Yes.
Right.
It's like an I Love Lucy segment. Remember?
Yes.
I mean, that's interesting that the boundaries are defined early and before, yeah. Right? I think that's actually helpful that you know going into the apartment or situation what the exact boundaries are. I think that could be helpful, yeah. Whether there's an actual line
are
or not.
Are they still together, this couple?
I think they're
couple?
Still together. And
well,
you know,
we had an anniversary. What's today? What day is today? The 11th? Yesterday was our 29th year together, Steve and I. Lived separately for 19 of those years, mm-hmm. And then in 2001 we moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
And
how did living separately help you and Steve?
And you asked me before why it happened,
right? Why did you decide to move in together?
Why did we decide to move in? Because we got a bigger apartment. Basically, is the answer to that question.
Room.
There was more room.
So, but did you establish ground rules when you moved in together?
Well,
was it him moving into your place, or was it this is our place?
It was my place. My place.
Did he get to bring
it? He lived in the Bronx, and I lived in Manhattan, so you do the math.
But did you buy
it? Put down the Bronx.
It's going to be 11 minutes.
But I prefer to live in Manhattan. I'm 5 minutes away here.
Well, did you find that it was better, you guys living apart? It worked better for you?
Let me put it this way. The sex is better when you're living apart.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're not as on top of each other all the time.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know what
you're
touching.
Is like, instead of, again?
There's no transition here, but I'm a big, Virginia Woolf of Room of One's Own, one of my most favorite pieces of writing. I think, did you guys establish, this is my zone, I don't want you in it?
No, we didn't do that.
That's how I live.
Yeah.
I'm not going to move in with anyone else. No one else is going to move into my house ever again.
So if somebody moves into your house, it will never happen again?
Never again. I will never live with another person again. I will love them to pieces. I will make love with them on the top of the Empire State Building.
This sounds like a page out of the Doug Steffen playbook.
Should we get together?
Yeah, and Whoopi said,
I don't think so, but thanks for the suggestion, Richie. There is no way that I would ever have somebody live with me. Never, no way.
It's a dangerous thing when you start living by yourself.
Really
it's
is.
Really hard to imagine.
I could see, however, spending a week with somebody and then, one week on, one week off, that kind of stuff, have them around the weekends, whatever it is. And this may go for a lot of people who have a need to do and to be and to be on.
But it makes me wonder about you.
Well, do you see, my perfect so man, busy? Rich, is a guy that travels a lot.
Yeah. But do you stay as busy as you stay because you don't want to be home alone?
No, I think I stay as busy as I do because I want to get a lot of things done. I'm not really home alone.
I think if I were to dive a little deeper, I would think that you would want a little downtime. You just don't have anybody to share it with.
Well, I would like to have somebody to share it with. And that's one thing, but have them around all the time. 51 after, food for thought on Good Day.
We're going to do your inner core one of these days.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Lots of things capturing our attention over the weekend. Two very different stories right at the top. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. What a weekend. From a continuing heat wave across parts of the country, to Carmageddon in Southern California, to Harry Potter's record-breaking numbers in theaters. Certainly a lot to focus on, and we'll get to all of that. But there were two other stories that proved to be riveting, both involving women, and couldn't be more different. The first, the release of Casey Anthony, now a free woman after her acquittal on charges of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. The 25-year-old Anthony did serve out a short sentence for lying to police investigators. As she was given credit for time already served, about 3 years' worth, she didn't have to wait long following her recent trial to be released. Anthony left the Orange County Jail in Orlando, Florida, just after midnight Sunday morning. She faced a crowd of more than 100 demonstrators as she got into an SUV. That's the sound of the crowd. This woman explained why she joined the protesters.
What we're doing out here is right. We're protesting for children's rights, for Kaylee's rights, for changing legislature if we have to do that.
No one is quite sure where Casey Anthony is right now, but word is she's been taken to a safe house because of all the death threats she's received. The other quite different story we referred to from the weekend is the one of the U.S. women's soccer team playing in the World Cup final in Germany yesterday. Before the game, fans across the U.S., including this one in New York City, expressed their support and admiration for this talented team.
You know, they've really just been amazing. They have just pulled together and pulled out some amazing wins, and they've been really exciting to watch this year. And I really think they're giving a new face to women's football.
Yes, they call it football everywhere else on earth. We call it soccer. But in the end, Team USA fell short in heartbreaking fashion. The game went beyond regulation, beyond overtime, to penalty kicks, where Japan outscored the Americans 3-1 to win their first World Cup. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
With schools
soccer and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, the stock market trying to pick up where it left off last Friday when the Dow was up 43 points, closing the week at 12,480. S&P and NASDAQ finished with gains as well. More blistering temperatures in store for the Midwest today. A record-breaking heat wave has the National Weather Service issuing heat watches, warnings, and advisories for more than two dozen states. Much of the region will be muggy with temperatures over 100 through at least the middle of this week. The future of congressional debt and deficit talks up in the air. A spokesman for House Speaker John Boehner says there were conversations on the debt crisis over the weekend, but no progress reported. At last check, no new talks have been scheduled. What happened with Carmageddon in Southern California? Construction work on that closed L.A. freeway finished up sooner than expected. That stretch of the 405 freeway was supposed to be closed until 5 o'clock this morning, but according to L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, it reopened at 11:30 last night.
And it's some 16 or 17 hours ahead of schedule.
In the end, what was called Carmageddon never really materialized. Most drivers heeded the warnings to avoid the entire area. Closing notes. First, let's talk golf. The British Open, golf's third major championship of the year, your popular winner, first-time major champ from Northern Ireland, Darren Clark.
It's been a long journey to get here. As you said, you know, I'm 42, and I'm not getting any younger.
Neither are we. The very likable Darren Clark won the Open by three strokes over Americans Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Well done, Darren. Finally, how about that Harry? Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, bringing in a whopping $168.5 million over the weekend, a new record opening for any movie in history. We need some reviews. What did you think of this one?
It was amazing. I loved it, and it was a great finale.
But with no more books or movies, what do we do now?
Read the books again. Start from the beginning.
There's nothing left to read.
Hopefully she'll write more.
Definitely. Or we could forget all this and actually get a life. Nah, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat & Play combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat & Play combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
Hi, this is Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You're in Doug Steffen's neighborhood right now.